Living the dream.
Oh, I'm a tight swinger, mate.
And he gets to see my face every week, so I mean, how lucky is he? Absolute professionals at this. We do put it on YouTube.
I'm genuinely impressed, mate. Genuinely impressed.
Edit that.
We'll cut that bit out. Good evening.
Are you sure recording?
It says recording. I'm happy to believe it.
Okay. I don't want to have to re-record this. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. This is season 2, episode 64.
64.
Hey. Zoolane.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know Zoolane? You never watched that kids' programme? 64, 64, 64 Zoolane?
Nope.
Clearly not.
Is that a kids' programme?
Yeah, I can't just make this stuff up on the spot.
From
you know?
Where? From your childhood or
not
your
from
kids'
my childhood.
Childhood?
From one of the kids' childhoods.
Sing its theme song.
I just did.
What? 64, 64, 64 Zoolane.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes.
Is it really?
It's
genuine.
It's a bit groovier than that.
Well, like, 64, 64, 64.
Yeah, that's
is
it.
That, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
I enjoyed that.
Good, thanks.
You've got the tone of a brick.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I was about to ask you first.
I want to ask you first.
I'll ask you.
Ladies first.
Come on, how have you been?
Shut up. I've been all right. I've had quite a good weekend.
Tell us all about it then, mate.
Swimming Saturday morning, me and Andy. Then we went shopping.
Swimming where?
In the swimming pool.
My swimming pool?
Yes, your swimming pool.
Did you bet?
Yeah, of course I did. I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Dirty. Don't know what you have to say now. Those perks we had for so many years robbed from us.
Yeah.
Was it busy?
No.
What time did you go?
About 11:15.
And it was quiet?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Sorry. There was swimming lessons going on at the same time.
Was swimming lessons full?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Heads are going to roll. Anyway, so yeah, went swimming, then went shopping, then we put the tree up and all the decorations up.
Oh, nice.
And then we had a pretty, well, Lexi was at work Sunday, so we had a pretty lazy Sunday afternoon.
Sounds like a good
But I quite life. Like it, quite, it was all right.
Yeah. I feel robbed though, when you do you know, like a lazy weekend?
Mm.
It's nice to have a lazy weekend, but then I feel like I'm robbed because I've wasted my weekend.
Yeah, I do get that at times, but I didn't.
Nice. Good.
I was luckily enough that I was born without that part of my brain.
I wish I was born with some parts of my brain not there.
You was most of it.
Yeah, but the bits that are there just annoy me.
Yeah, it's a little, yeah, they annoy me as well.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Good, we put a tree up as well.
Yes!
Snap! Did ask Friday night, started it, and it, you know, like, just getting late on, I was like, oh, should I start this on a Friday night? This is doing my head in. Didn't argue, but we did all right. Because yeah. It's like get everything out and then you got to hoover up, you got to clean up because you just make a mess everywhere.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
Box go back in attic. I'm like, oh my God, give me strength. This is there's a reason why we do it on a Saturday because we can do it at a nice, slow, steady pace. You can take all day, who cares? But no, we do it on a Friday night where there's a window of like 4 hours to get it done. It takes.
Yeah, schoolboy ever that, innit? Putting out.
It's only because she was, what did she do this weekend? She did something this weekend. So she couldn't, oh, she's working on a Sunday. Oh, and kids had dance show all day Saturday. So, yeah, the kids had a dance show. Kind of forgot that. Did really good. So they both had a dance show competition thing.
Oh, nice.
Down at Hull. It was good. Ava looked like a young woman.
Yeah.
It was one of the things I'm thinking, oh, no, she's getting old. She's getting
she's
old.
In her 30s.
Oh, dear. But, yeah, she was in like a bit of an advanced group. So she was, like, the youngest. Everyone else was, like, teens to borderline late teens, and she just, it was one of those things where she was the smallest, so she stood out in that aspect, but she didn't look out of place.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, oh no, she's like a young woman, do you know what I mean? Because like, so you look around everyone else, like, oh no, like everyone just pulls
you don't,
their
you don't look at other kids, just look at your own.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, because I've done these dance shows and stuff before, and I'm like, yeah, they'll go, oh, did, and then you'll talk to somebody else, oh, did you see so-and-so? Nope, because my eyes are literally fixated on mine.
Yeah.
And wherever they move around...
You do follow them, yeah.
And, like, I always used to go with my mum. He used to always take my mum, and it'd be like, you know, it'd be about 30 or 40 seconds into a dance, and he'd be like, is that there?
Oh, I did that. I forgot my glasses. And, like, because there was some friends of ours, they're, like, kids dance. And I'm like, is that such and such? And she's like, no, that's such and such. I was like, Oh, and then someone else come on, because they all look alike. Do you know what I mean? They've all got straight back hair, mousy blonde hair. I'm like, is that, like, Liam's like, can you believe see? I'm like, no, I got my glasses. I can see my kids, but I can't see what anyone else looks like. And the other thing as well is, like, you'll be sat there and you're like mouth's dropped, because just some kids are like, just like really talented. And you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm staring. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I'm just like staring, but not with like a weird way, but as in like, wow, how good are they? Because there is some really talented, like, dancers. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it did make me chuckle. Maybe a little bit mean, but
strap yourselves in.
The younger ones were more in time than some of the older ones, yeah. Which I found strange.
Do you know what though? It's a weird thing, but I sometimes don't think the older ones put as much effort in. You know, there's a lot of enthusiasm from the younger ones.
Yeah.
And I think the older ones, it's a little bit half-hearted. I think. Mm.
Well, I don't know. I just thought, like, do you know, like, sometimes the younger ones, it was like, they'd all move at the exact same time. When someone moves in tandem with like a load of you, it looks so impressive. But when I was watching adults, the older ones, it was like you'd get one kid throw their hands up, and then 2 seconds later, well, not 2 seconds, that's a big joke, but it was like chaos. I was like, I can't keep my eyes on what's going on.
That's how they do it. That's how they like it.
Is it meant to be like that?
Absolutely. Oh, man. Just like that.
But yeah, so we had that, and then Sunday. I don't know what I did yesterday. I watched England. It's coming home!
It's not. We're leaving it over there.
We're leaving it in Qatar, right?
We're leaving it in Qatar.
Qatar,
yeah. Let's not talk about football.
No, yeah, let's not talk about football. It's rubbish, isn't it?
So, yeah. So you've been busy, haven't you? Been out and about.
Have I?
Well, you've been out to dance shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, got myself out, yeah.
What do you do when you're out and about? What do you need when you're out and about? You need, obviously, some assistance from our sponsor, don't you?
Yeah, come on.
So.
God, that's a long sponsor. What they sent you this week? Size of Bible, that script.
They've got a lot of information they need to get across. So, when you're out and about and looking for something to satisfy your needs, where do you look? You go to your local and convenient establishment where you can pump and munch.
Pump and Munch.
The Pump and Munch is the new drive-in service to have all of your empty tanks filled. If you've had a long day at work and all you want to do is pump and munch, pump your tank, then munch your lunch. 10% checkout.
Deals.
Deals.
I like
pump
it.
Munch, how do you feel about pumping and munching?
I like pumping and munching.
It's all right.
Like, yeah, it's good fun pumping and munching.
Fills your tank?
Yeah, good place.
Yeah.
Good establishment.
I think so.
Where's it located again?
All around the world.
Oh, the worldwide.
Worldwide. I mean,
we're getting big now, we're getting worldwide sponsors.
This is the level of sponsors that are coming in now. Oh, not just local, but actually.
Pumpandmunch.com.
Pump and munch.
Just put that into your phone and see what show me the website again.
Drive through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good. Right, let's go into this week's topic.
Let's do this.
What we're talking about.
So this week we are talking about
all of it.
Should we encourage our kids to try new things?
Right, so are we talking here drinking, smoking, drugs?
Yeah. Try it once, like it or not.
We're not bringing it round for Christmas, though, are we?
Bring it round.
Like a big tray of crack.
No.
Come on, kiddies.
Try it and see how you like it.
Yeah. Just shots, tequila shots.
Yeah. Alcohol. Yeah. Are you a big encourager of new things?
Yeah. I just think life's about experiences. I want them to try new things.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be scared of anything. I don't want them to be scared of trying new things.
Yeah, which I completely agree. I think the more you've got that personality where you're willing to try things, it makes your personality more outgoing, more engaging, more probably open to change. Because let's be honest, in life, you don't have to be thrown at you. Whereas if you're quite open-spirited, open-minded, if some curveball comes flying your way, you're more likely to handle it better than most because you've got that personality where you're willing to go, yeah, I'll give that a go. Step out of my comfort zone and then blast.
I don't know if you can hear this, but that's your mic just dropping there. I think that's it. That sums it up.
Topic over.
Thanks for this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. I think you've summed it up pretty spot on. I think as well, once the more you say no to things, it becomes more of a habit, and you'll just then just go, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to try that. I don't want to do it. And it could be something as little as trying a bit of food, going to a new place, just anything. Just have a go.
What would you like as a kid for trying new things? Just in general. I'm not saying like, because some kids don't really like food, but if you was like, right, Ross, do this, would you open, like, yeah, let's do it, let's have a go, whatever?
I'd like to think so. I can't think of anything off the top of my head where I wouldn't. I was a terrible passenger. I'd literally drive to end of the street and I'd be spewing everywhere.
I was bad at that one.
So that put me off a lot of going places a lot. I didn't really go, oh, I don't want to do this. But, well, I say that, but like, we'd drive, motorway, I was all right on motorway. It was the winter seaside and stuff like that. From where we are, all that, it was awful. But I'm pretty sure, we used to go to Butlins a lot as kids. There was always stuff to do at Butlins. Yeah. So it was like, yeah, just go do it. And I used to just go to the swimming pool a lot just by myself and just make friends.
Yeah, well, I was technically an only child. I'm not an only child, but I was technically an only child growing up. And that had a massive like influence on me, the fact that I could just go talk to someone or happily just make new friends. I mean, my time's running all day and I wouldn't see my parents for like,
a fortnight.
But I need to get up, go out, jump in pool. And there's one point when I can't be that old. And we went cliff diving with just some other kids. And now I look back and I think, I could have died. I mean, my parents didn't know I was. We like left the complex site, it was about 6-7, we made friends in pool, whatever. And we just went cliff diving. I'm up for trying new experiences.
Cliff diving.
Yeah.
Lucky cliff.
Yeah. dear.
Yeah, and so do you, what's you like? Are you encouraging
kids? Yeah, I think you need to try new things. And as soon as I've got older, I think it's more my grumpiness that I'm reluctant to do things now. Like, I'm reluctant to, this is a bit thingy, but new music comes out and I'm like, I ain't got time of day for it. I'll know what I like my music and I stick to it, do you know what I mean?
I'm like that with new friends.
Yeah, but
I've got enough.
Yeah, I'm good. I've three friends now. That does me. I'm not got a problem about thinking.
You've got three.
Yeah,
three others.
My mum, my wife, and sort of you.
Yeah, sort of.
But yeah, I'm like I say, I'm not. As I get older, I become very middle lane,
stuck in your ways.
Yeah, and it's not that I won't try something. It's just someone said, "Oh, let's go do this." I'm like, "Yeah, go on then." But I wouldn't go out of my way for me to go do something. It'd probably be someone encouraging me to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just like, I don't know if that's laziness or that's just, I know what I like and I know what I want sort of thing. My thing. Whereas as a kid, I think you need to try different things to find out what your niche is going to be.
So if you was to flip your mindset then and be the person that's going to encourage other people, i.e. me, you said, so if I said to you, right, why don't we go do this? I could guarantee you'll go, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably come with you.
So if you went the other way, you've got to try and be that person that kind of moves things forward. So like for your kids to go, we're going to go do this today. Mm. We've never done it before. Let's just go give it a whirl.
Yeah. Which like when we went treasure run. It was like, let's go for treasure run. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids are reluctant. Well, you've never done it before. You've never been around York. Let's go for a wander. But I'd think about it. I ask you to do things and you just go, no.
At least don't make excuses.
I was say, I like your honesty. No. Nah.
Do I? What have you done? What have you asked me to say?
A couple of times. I had to come on treasure and you said no. What was the other one?
No, I don't think I said no.
You said ignored me actually. I remember rightly.
I've got a reason behind that.
But what was the one where you said no and I was like, okay, fair enough.
Did you say to come round to your house or somewhere? Come round and watch somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was
boxing.
Boxing, yeah. Nah. Cheers, mate. I'll just put all the food I've bought away.
Do you want me to make a huge excuse about it?
Yeah, I
can't because like
I'm having my hair done. Yeah, my nails painted.
Yeah,
I'd probably respect him off for doing that. Make a really elaborate lie.
What you need to do is make things more exciting for me.
No, because I'm playing Jane. I'm
middle
not
of the lane, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's no good. Right, I've done some research on this.
Yeah,
obvs. So it says, to help support your kids to try and get into new things, it says your kids should be trying things that are just outside of their comfort level. You just said about like dancing and stuff. Do you think it's encouraging to get kids into things younger? Because if you was to say to Ava, certainly for a female at maybe 13, 14, when she's very aware of a body, to go, right, let's stick you in a leotard, get on that stage and have a dance around. It's much harder to kind of do it at that level, isn't it? Whereas actually moving forwards, hopefully she'll keep that confidence and things with her to be able to do it. Yeah, so we've got to encourage them to do things that are just outside of their comfort zone, but not too far that we can't reach.
They're scaring.
So what you
just hit the nail on the head is there. So if they're going to dance, or they're a bit older to dance and they're aware of the body, well, you don't have to stick them in a leotard, you stick them in tracky bottoms and things in small steps and get them doing that sort of thing. That's within the comfort zone now. So.
Yeah, demonstrate the value of repetition. So doing things obviously over and over. I think we've got to a society now where we want things now.
Yeah.
I want to know things now. What I say to a lot of people that I work with when they say, well, I just can't do it, I can't do it. When you first learn to ride your bike, you don't just get on a bike and ride a bike.
I did.
Matthew
Saeed's 10,000 hours. To be prolific or something, he says you've got to do it for 10,000 hours.
Hours. That's my ukulele playing.
But all these people that are like professionals at things, there is a bit of raw talent there, natural talent, but they've honed in on that natural raw talent and then still done the craft for many hours. People think, oh, naturally gifted. Yeah, they've got something about them, but they've taken that natural gift and took it a little bit further.
Yeah, you've got to put the effort in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Set incremental goals. So it's good to have big goals, but simple setting of a goal, getting the lead in a musical or skiing a black diamond might be too much to bite off all at once. Instead, help your kids set some incremental steps on the way to a big goal. So small victories. God, let's go back to episode one.
Small victories. Yeah, okay.
Should we go back?
Yeah.
Can we please go back?
And change hosts.
Ouch. Both of us.
For your sake.
And then help them see progress. So the not yet approach benefits from lots of reminders of how much your kids' efforts so far are really paying off. So like obviously Noah's getting better and better at football as a team and stuff. So it's that, you're not messy yet. Well, I know it does get messy, but
yeah, I know what you mean.
It's not Ronaldo yet, but keep doing it. Just them small steps forward. I think they're for decent tips then to be able to support the growth of the youngsters.
Have you tried getting your kids to do something and the flat out refuse that you wish you'd been a bit more persistent in pushing them to do it?
I'm sure there are times. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We've talked about this off the pod, but like we've both got children of the same age that don't like roller coasters. We found it out the hard way. But as parents, we kind of pushed them and went, just do it.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as certainly Andy still didn't like it, she never flatly refused. She never stood in that line and went, no, I'm not doing it. Well, to a certain degree, she did. And if you pull her by hair...
Yeah.
Slide. I didn't pull her by
hair. It's allowed, don't it? Charles, do what you want.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think what I've always thought is if you're doing something, you commit to it. And I think it's only after I feel like they've done enough of it. So like Lexi stopped dancing.
Yeah.
But then she started doing other things. And as things happen, you have to kind of drop one thing.
Yeah,
sometimes,
gosh, you do, yeah.
But no, I think I felt like she'd committed enough to it over the time to go, have a break and do something else.
Yeah.
Looking back now, I certainly wish I'd have pushed them more to do like instruments and stuff.
Yeah. Well, we've tried. We've got more instruments than the band at our house. It's ridiculous. No one can play anything. So Ava's now stopping dancing. So this show is like a final show because she wants to do gymnastics.
This is a spoiler.
No.
We told them.
Yeah. And it was her choice. And we said, look, you can't do everything. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because she really wants to do gymnastics. I was like, look, something's got to give sort of thing. I don't always give up football because obviously got that social team element. You know what I mean? I think it's really important. Same with swimming. I think it's really important. Like fitness is swimming. I think it's probably one of the better ones of the lot. And she's pretty good at it. So we came to the conclusion, okay, let's stop dancing and then you go do gymnastics. A bit like for like, if that makes sense. And so I saw it show on thingy and I'm thinking, oh man, you're actually very good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you're doing ballet, I'm like, you're actually as good as, if I don't want to say she's better, but she was holding her own, like I said earlier on, with
The old ones, yeah.
Yeah, 5-6 years older. And I'm like, geez, is this
the sad thing is as well, is that gymnastics will complement dancing very well.
Yeah.
And vice versa. The two things that go together quite well. But I get that there's got to be a give and take somewhere, aren't there?
But I'm thinking, oh, sod gymnastics, stay dancing. I don't know. It's one of the things, what will open more, because she's so young, but I say she's so young, she didn't even know what she wants to do. So she was going to go like performing arts or whatever, or she started thinking, right, okay, I want to be some sort of like actress. I'd say, right, football's got to give, and your gymnastics and your ballet and all that complement each other for like a career and that sort of thing. But I think she's going to be more academic when she comes to choose a career path.
Yeah.
Whereas I was always, you look to me, idiot, he's going to be a sportman. Do you know what I mean? I'm naturally going to move towards sport.
What happened? I remember that Olympic dream going down the train.
I did well, mate. But I was always going to be some sort of stream of sport, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas I think my two have got more intelligence than I ever had.
They definitely got intelligence. So chance.
I think they could do some academically and just do sport as a hobby. Whereas I think
they could still do sport academically, though.
They could, but I think... It'd be funny, but unless you're going to be a professional sportsman...
Thanks for the warning.
The money's not there.
I don't know. You could do sports studies, theories.
Yeah, but it's a very high... Like, so people become like, want to be a PE teacher. Probably one of the hardest teaching professions to get into because everyone wants to do it. Not because it's easy, but because it's like the fun one, if that makes sense.
I think you could have a sport version of Hawkins.
I don't think you can, mate.
You can, definitely.
You can, but... I mean, there's more doors for academics for financial reward than there is sports. Unless you're going to become a professional athlete. And let's be honest, it's 0.01 people become professional athletes.
Yeah, but then we shouldn't always look at what the financial rewards are, should we?
Yeah.
No.
Unfortunately, we live in a world now where...
No, we can't. We cannot do this. We need to hold up against
society. Will your hockey stick keep you warm at night? Yeah, it will when you snap it and put it on fire.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Unfortunately,
no, I just think what we need to be teaching our kids to do is chase something that they want to do, and then the finances will come with that. If they want to be a cleaner, as long as they're the best cleaner and they can live and understand that, I don't mean to disrespect cleaners, but if they want to do that and they want to be the best at that, then that's great. But they then need to understand that maybe they're not going to get 3 holidays a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're happy with that,
yeah,
but it's cliche.
But unfortunately, we live in a world now is keeping up with the Joneses. So therefore,
yeah, but we need to rein that in.
We do, but it's getting worse.
It's mine and your job to do that.
Do you know what I mean? As much as like, I don't want to keep up with the Joneses, I find myself doing it at times.
I hate them Joneses.
Do you know what I mean? But and it's getting worse with social media, things like that. And I think,
do you really genuinely think that you do?
I don't, but...
I think you rebel against it.
No, but it's, if I genuinely rebelled completely against all the Joneses, I won't buy designer shoes. Yeah, I won't buy designer shoes. I won't buy, like, a midlife family car. Whatever, midlife, not so midlife. But like a mid-range family car. Everything I've got, I could scale way back and do cheaper. Genuinely.
I don't know. I don't think you're flash in any way.
I'm not saying I'm flash, but I could do anything a lot cheaper. So there must be an element there that I'm wanting to be.
No, because I think that if you do things cheaper, you do things twice.
No,
you bought a car that is middle of the range. I wouldn't even say it's middle of the range. I just think it's what you need.
Yeah.
Where you live.
What I'm saying is like I get that sort of thing, but like so my trainers. Do you know what I mean? I buy a pair of trainers. 50, 60 quid pound a pair of trainers. I could buy a £10 pair of trainers if I
wanted. No, you couldn't. No.
Why?
Because you need comfort in your trainers.
You
find me a pair of trainers for a tenner that's comfy.
Challenge
accepted. Do it.
£10?
You find me a pair of trainers, right? Oh, hey, that's
it. You're not putting me in this, though. What are you doing?
You're lying. You find me a pair of trainers for a tenner and you have to wear them for a full month.
I have to wear them, you have to wear them.
I ain't wearing them, I ain't paying a tenner for a pair of trainers.
I might walk around a £10 pair.
There it is!
No.
It is!
Because, unfortunately, they're probably not the nicest looking. Therefore, I'm playing the game of keeping up the Joneses. Because I don't want to be seen.
Yeah, but you're not paying £300 for a pair of shoes, are you?
No, because I can't afford it. Exactly. No, but maybe if I could, would I?
But keeping up with the Joneses is We know that the
Jones,
and you're listening to this, you've got a lot of answers.
But there's different scales of that keeping up the Joneses, and it's one of those things where I think, unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. And as much as it pains me
to spend money,
no, I'm tight fisted. Well, what I'm trying to say is it's hard to fit in anyway in society. It's hard to be comfortable that you don't fit in. It's okay not to fit in, but I think it's hard in general. So not keeping up sometimes makes it twice as hard to not just conform to society. Which is why social media, with all these weird influences and stuff, because everyone wants to be that person. I mean, kids now watch people opening presents, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
But that's society's changing. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you got to be part of it. And I don't want my kids not to be part of the moving forward type thing and get left behind. But it's okay to be okay with yourself. But how would you tell a kid that who's then maybe not
we've got in to teach the friends? Them,
yeah, but we know it's okay because we get to a certain age where it's okay. But you remember when you were growing up and there's all these different friend circles and things like that. And it was hard. And you think, oh, well, I want to be with them because they've got that. Or 9 times out of 10, popularity was down to what you was wearing.
Yeah, I get that there's a lot of peer pressure. There's always going to be peer pressure. But you've got to make sure that us as adults are saying that it's all right to follow your own path. Or even create your own path. I'm just trying to...
Wait, if your mum said that to you when you was a kid, which is true, and you don't realise that until you get older, it still doesn't wash, does it?
Well, no, because nothing makes sense, my parents told me as a kid. It all makes sense now. I'm like, why didn't I just listen to you?
Yeah, I just think the world's confusing at the moment. I'm trying to think of it.
I saw a really good metaphor this week. About, do you know how Disney created their paths around Disney? It was the most easiest and convenient route from A to B. So what Disney did was, there was a lot of like grass when it first started, and people like they do, they create their own path, don't they? If you've got a path that goes square, somebody will always create that path that just walks across it. So it's like a diversion path. That's where we need to teach our kids to go.
Yeah.
Create your own path.
So you're telling me Disney just left everything, and then once everyone started creating paths, and then right, that's the first path
to do it. Something like
geniuses.
That. Genie. Mm-hmm. Have you got a question for me? It's your question this week.
Yeah, have we solved that riddle? That I just went on like a bit of a rant. And
we have, yeah. I just finished it off with a big old metaphor for children's life.
Right. My question for this week. Why do we yawn?
Right. I've got a story about this. So at the weekend, I like, if my kids yawn, there's a finger going right in their mouth.
Oh yeah, yawn ripping, I love yawn ripping. To the point where sometimes I have to be careful, like, if a stranger there, I'm like, I so want to do that.
So this is my story. So we was out on Saturday shopping, and I was walking down this aisle, and there was a woman that sort of walked across the end of the aisle, just did a big old yawn, and I didn't finger her mouth. I just said to her, bit tired, are you, love? I don't know why I said it, and I don't know. It just seemed to come out, and that was one of them moments where both my kids kind of just went, "Oh, Dad," and then walked off the other way. I'm like, it could have been worse. She could have had two digits in her throat.
Two.
Oh, it was a big old yawn.
It's for first finger, mate.
Not with that. I could have gone.
I was first finger block.
I could have gone knuckle deep.
But
first finger ball.
I always like for kids or anyone, I'll do it automatically. And they think it's brilliant to the point where they'll try and get me to do it. Do you know what I mean? So like,
I'll bite them off.
But when I'm in general public, do you know if I've been sat next to someone, they've yawned, I've just wanted to go, put a finger in the mouth. I've had to stop myself. I'm like, oh,
it's man. Like I think it's a natural reaction. If I hear somebody sneeze, I automatically go, bless you.
Yeah.
If I don't know them, bless you.
We used to all do it at school, though. We used to all do it at school all the time.
Yeah. Imagine where them fingers have been.
Yeah, no. Thinking about it now.
So is yawning the myth that you're tired? Is that the idea? Or is it the old lack of oxygen? Is that not what it is, that you're trying to get some oxygen in?
Yeah.
And you generally get that maybe when you're warm. When we would say, I'm tired.
Yeah.
But actually, you're not tired. You just need that. You need more oxygen. Classrooms. I don't know if you do it, but if I'm, oh, I shouldn't say this, if I'm on a Zoom or something, I'm like holding a yawn in like that. It's like my gurning face. Trying not to, but it's not because I'm tired, just because I'm in a room with no airflow.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing that the body does. Same with sneezing. It's a weird thing that I get coughing, you got some stuck in your lung. That's when it's come out. When you sneeze, what's that all about?
Yeah, yawning doesn't seem to match anything, does it?
No.
It's just, what a weird thing.
You just suck a big jug of air in.
Yeah, but what if it was something like, when you was tired, your arm just lifted up?
Well, that's theoretically what it does. Your body, your
my arms don't move.
No, but it's the same involuntary thing. You can't control yawning. It just better people listen to yawning, because apparently if you keep saying the word yawning or you yawn, it makes you yawn.
Does it? Can we try that with some other stuff?
I think it's...
Give Andy £10.
There you go.
Give Andy £10. It works.
But yeah, it's like, I get coughing, sneezing. I know it's supposed to be your nose, but sometimes I don't have anything up my nose and I just sneeze.
Sometimes you do.
When light itchy face. Like, do you know, you go outside, light itchy, pupils dilating. Like, what is that?
You are a weird sneezer.
What's that cause? I sneeze loads.
You do sneeze loads. Some days you just come in and just sneeze all over.
Got allergies though. I don't know what my allergies are.
Me?
Probably. Dirty dog. And then yawning. What a weird thing that we do.
Don't get it.
Do you, I
generally don't know. I always thought the theory was it's when you're tired, but then I'm sure I've learned along the way that it's when you get lack of oxygen.
Yeah, I've heard something about it, trying to cool the brain down. Surely not.
Trying to cool the brain down.
Yeah, but once again, that goes back to being hot and overheated,
which you would assinuate. That's not a word, is it? Associate.
Mm.
Associate with being tired.
Mm.
That's one of them things.
Weird.
If you know the answer.
Yeah.
Get in touch. Let's do it all again. Another day.
Do it after.
I will see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
Keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.